This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our holidays and events section. Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday. It began as a Christian celebration. Fat symbolized how much people ate on the Tuesday before Lent. Lent is a period a few weeks before Easter. Long ago, Christians fasted during Lent. To fast means to give up food. These days, Christians usually give up a bad habit during Lent. Mardi Gras is sometimes a one-day celebration. Christians call this day Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday. Most Mardi Gras celebrations aren't religious anymore. Some countries celebrate Mardi Gras for weeks at a time. These parties are called festivals or carnivals, and they mark the change of winter to spring. Activities include dressing up, dancing, and having parades. New Orleans is well known for its Mardi Gras parades. Crews are private clubs that organize the events. Crew membership is secret to the public. Nobody knows what the parade floats will look like. The people on the floats wear masks and toss party favors to the crowd. The colors of Mardi Gras are purple, gold, and green. These stand for justice, power, and faith. Rio de Janeiro also hosts springtime festivals. Rio's Carnival is the greatest party on earth. It is well known for its Samba School parade. Celebrities love to watch the famous parade from private balconies. Judges decide which Samba School has the best dancers and costumes. Canadians enjoy an annual carnival too. It is not in the springtime. Quebec City's Winter Festival is one of the largest in the world. Close to 1 million people visit this winter amusement park each year. Activities include sleigh racing and dog sledding. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit esllibrary.com and choose our Holidays and Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.